SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump remains extremely busy choosing hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to serve as his Treasury Secretary. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Bessent, who is closely aligned with Wall Street, has defended Trump's tariff policies and is an advocate for deficit reduction. As Treasury Secretary, he would be a key leader on the president-elect's economic team. Bessent's selection wasn't surprising. He had been among the names floated for the role, and he was described by Trump as one of the top analysts on Wall Street. If confirmed by the Senate, he would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mexico has been taking a bashing for allegedly serving as a conduit for Chinese products into North America. Officials in Mexico City, though, are terrified that a reelected Donald Trump or politically struggling Justin Trudeau would simply expel their country from the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Mexico hopes the rules of the trade pact would prevent the U.S. or Canada from simply walking away. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pierra says people living in the Northeast may see some really rough weather for Thanksgiving.
There's plenty of uncertainty as to how this system will develop, but we are looking at an area of low pressure that will probably develop somewhere over the Ohio Valley around Thanksgiving, and from there work its way to the eastern seaboard. Now, there is the potential on the backside of this system as it moves along the East Coast that we could see some frozen precipitation that could impact portions of the eastern U.S.
And on the West Coast, California bracing for more snow and rain while grappling with some flooding and small landslides from the previous storm. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning now for California's Sierra Nevada, and that's through Wednesday. This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Gigangiolio has been relieved, quote, of any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. This is SRN News. Authorities in Wisconsin urging a man who faked his own drowning to come on back home.
Police have played a video sent by a missing Wisconsin father who's apparently in Europe after faking his own death. Ryan Borgward vanished August 11th after telling his wife he was kayaking. Authorities found his kayak and life jacket, but no sign of Borgward. Sheriff Mark Padole says Borgward told authorities he rode an electric bike through the night into Madison, Wisconsin, caught a bus, and headed to Canada, where he boarded a plane. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Louisiana's legislature approving a constitutional amendment that would allow lawmakers to expand the number of crimes in which juveniles between the ages of 14 and 16 could be tried as adults. The measure would remove constitutional restrictions on some juvenile crimes. More details at srnnews.com.